We arrived at Group Constant here a little later than the 9 o'clock start time, but it didn't matter because they didn't move off on the tour till 9:30. There are probably about 40 people here, mainly children. And we started off with a little orientation in a classroom environment where we heard that there were going to be two groups, one the people coming to hear about the slaves and the other the winemaking. So we stayed with the slave group. And then another lady took over and gave a good talk on all aspects of history related to this particular location. This was one of the first locations in the Cape Town settlement that where the Dutch decided to set up a station. It was just a place for people temporarily to live initially, but they got slaves, and after a while they began doing commercial activity here. So we heard about the history of that time in relation to this particular place. Quite interesting. The person who had developed this group Constantia was Simon de Vell. De Stel. Simonstown is named for him, and Stellenbosch is named for him. And he had long hair and, a long wig and a big ruff. So he looked a little bit feminine, but I'm sure he wasn't. And he actually chose this place because he went around taking soil samples, or either he or somebody else did. And this turned out to have good soil, and so it has turned out to be. Apparently the soil here is first class for growing grapes. So the lady continued with the talk for about an hour with the help of puzzles and photographs, which the kids open up from boxes on their tables. And at the end, they showed off the results of their puzzles. It was all good history way of remembering what was going on. And then at about 10:45, we had a break, and we're now sitting outside eating, Umpo and Kanyo eating their sandwiches. And Tanya and I had slipped off for a nice coffee and croissant during the lesson, and it was nice, served to us by the descendants of slaves, I think. Very nice. They make good croissants. So that's the end of this current bulletin.